Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to A Fine Time for Healing, a sanctuary for your emotional well-being. Your host is Randy Fine, author of the memoir Finally, and the inspirational self-help book Awaken from Life. Here's Randy.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to listen to A Fine Time for Healing. This is your talk radio show host, Randy Fine. Children are the greatest gifts and blessings we could ever be given. And these beautiful little people are entrusted to our care. And it's our job as parents to give them the best life possible. Today, we are going to hear from a woman in Australia, Nalissa Bainton, the mother of two beautiful identical twin daughters, who's trying to do just that, but has come upon the most difficult struggle of her life. Nalissa's story is both heartwarming and heartbreaking, but truly inspiring. Now, Nalissa is supposed to be calling in from Brisbane, Australia. It is 1 o'clock in the morning there, and there could be some kind of issue with the time change where Nalissa might have gotten the time wrong, because although it is August 2nd here, it is August 3rd there. And so Nalissa has not called in, but I'm going to tell you a little bit about her story in case she does happen to catch on and call in. And this is a letter that I got from her. She said, "I would first like to take the time to introduce myself. My name is Nalissa, and I am the mom of two incredible young ladies, Sophia and Olivia. They say that a picture paints a thousand words, and to look at my girls, they look well, healthy, and perfect young ladies, and to me they are. But the heartbreaking reality is that both my girls have special needs, both medically and with regards to specialized and intensive therapies. My girls were born via C-section at 28 weeks and spent 21 days in the special care unit. Upon being able to take them home, we had an intensive routine of volume feeding and physiotherapy. This continued for the following 9 months until we were finally given the all clear from their pediatrician. Sophia and Olivia, sadly, were always sick. Ear infections, reflux, covered in eczema, and sadly, every treating specialist I took my girls to told me that this was normal and to stop worrying. By the age of 13 months, we packed the girls up and made a trip to Melbourne to see some other specialists for future testing, opinions, and management. We spent 3 months in Melbourne only to return to our home in Brisbane, none the wiser. By the age of 16 months, my girls were not developing in any areas, and due to their extremely poor health, they were regressing in all areas of their previous milestones. It was at this point, I had a specialist tell me, that my girls were severely autistic and that I should put them in a home, forget about them, as they will never be anything. I remember at the time sitting there thinking, how can you say this about two babies who are sick, and because you have chosen to give them this label, you now feel it's okay for them not to have a life? I remember going home and asking my mom to come and watch the girls because I needed to know everything there was to know about this disgusting, horrible, vile label my babies had just been given. Upon hours of searching the internet, I found a pediatrician in Sydney, Australia, who specialized in this disorder and also the only center in Australia who offered intensive applied behavior analysis therapies, which is a scientifically proven intensive therapy to teach children concepts and how to learn. This center also offered specialized language programs and occupational therapy, all of which my girls desperately seemed to need to be able to have the opportunity to learn, grow, function, and to have that God-given right to life that we all have. I wrote letters. I made numerous phone calls and I begged and hounded until I managed to get an appointment with the pediatrician in Sydney and also to set up full assessments for my girls with the therapy center. We finally managed to arrive in Sydney, and after a very long appointment with the pediatrician, he sent us for bloods, urine, saliva, hair analysis, and stool tests, all of which needed to be sent across to a specialized lab in the United States, as here in Australia, we are behind and limited to what we do. While waiting for these tests, he started both the girls on some specifically compounded supplements, and we were also referred to ear, nose, and throat specialist for grommets for the constant ear infections. After 30 solid days of assessment at the therapy center, I sat down with all the specialists who assessed my girls, and they had put together specialized intensive therapy programs for them. They told me that the girls would need a total of 15 hours per week in center therapy and a total of 40 hours per week in home intensive program therapy, which totaled 55 hours per week intensive therapy over 6 days. We went home and sold our home, cashed in our life insurance policies, and drew what we were allowed to on our superannuations. We managed to scrape together enough to start this heartbreaking and incredible journey for them. It was absolutely crippling to be able to each week come up with the amount of complete out-of-pocket money needed for their center and home therapy costs. Both girls needed 15 hours each at the center, which each week was $840 per girls, total $1,680 for both of their in-center therapy costs each week. We managed to find two amazing full-time home therapists, and we contracted them both to work for us 40 hours each week at $50 per hour in hand, which was a staggering $4,000 per week for in-home therapy costs. Between the sale of our home, all of our superannuation, our life policies, the sale of my parents' home, as they downsized greatly to give us money needed to keep all this up, and they also cashed in their life policies and their superannuation, we managed to keep all of this going for a total of 16 solid months. In this time, we also had a massive out-of-pocket cost for all their specialized testing and medical treatments needed, as, again, sadly, in Australia, we were limited in medical treatments and Medicare only covers limited and specific items, which none of what Sophia or Olivia ever needed was covered. In this time, they made such amazing gains, but sadly, the center still offered only limited programs, and we had exhausted everything, and it completely crushed me that we had to finish them there. In 2010, because of my girls' health and their body's ability to detox and methylate, and due to both my girls having a range of dangerous bacteria pathogens, one of which is S. bovis, which causes colon cancer, my parents sold both their cars and downgraded to a small two-door older vehicle so we could take them across, which we did under specialist recommendation and supervision for stem cell therapy. This cost, as you can imagine, was staggering, and sadly, the gains were minimal. What we were trying to achieve was to get the girls' immune systems to finally kick in and start to work, as the cost of the medical to support their immune function was crippling also. Everything completely crumbled in 2010 as we lost everything, but sadly, we lost the ability to continue to give our girls what they needed to be able to have a normal functioning life. which is what they have the absolute ability to have. My marriage, which was completely broken anyway, completely fell apart, and even though I had been on this journey with my parents only until this point, it became official that I was a single mom, completely alone with these two precious little girls. The last 5 years, I have done bits and pieces of everything I can possibly do each and every day. I have homeschooled my girls, done bits and pieces of speech and language and occupational therapy and educational therapy, along with still doing all of the relevant needed medical treatments. As you can see by looking at these two strong, determined, and amazing little ladies, we have made gains as through intensive and strict biomedical and dietary intervention, I have managed to control most of their health issues. This is a work in progress, and daily supplement support is still needed to ensure progression of their health and well-being. Sophia still has not been able to rid her body of the S. bovis pathogen, and over a 7-year period has had a staggering 504 courses of different strains of antibiotics to try and contain these toxic bacteria. She has had a whooping 23 courses of vancomycin alone. Sadly, in Australia, we have no specialized schooling that provides children with a range of intensive scientifically based programs such as CBT, ABA, OT, SLP, sound therapy, etc. We also have one center which provides an ABA base only. Both my girls are varying in their needs and abilities, but both are needing a specific and intensive program that is specifically designed for them and their needs. There is nothing available here in Australia like this. There is an absolutely amazing and unique school in Florida which provides all of this and more, and I have been so blessed in obtaining a placement for both of my girls. My parents have again sold and now are living in a van park in order to fund as much as they can to ensure the school's initial contracts are paid. However, due to our current exchange rates, we are short, and I am desperate for your kindness, support, and help. Please help me get my girls across to this school. We are so close, yet if I cannot reach this so far away still. Due to my girls' amazing strength and their tireless efforts, they both have lost their severe ASD diagnosis. However, both are left with sensory processing disorder, central auditory processing disorder, and apraxia. My girls do not have any intellectual impairment. They are such beautiful and smart little girls. They can learn, as they have proven in their incredible journey so far, but they need the right therapies and the right programs in order to beat this horrible monster that is still ruling their lives. As a mom, all I want is for them to be well, happy, and functioning. And I am in front of you all now asking you to please help me help them finish this incredible, long, hard, and heartbreaking journey they have been on. As you can imagine, I've only managed to give you a brief snapshot of everything we have done and the journey so far. I would just like to lastly take the time to tell you a little bit about each of my girls. Sophia is the oldest by a whole 2 minutes. She has a smile that can light up the whole world and a laugh that is contagious. Her favorite color is purple, and she loves My Little Ponies and Pop Heads. She has this amazing zest for life and just wants to learn and love and be loved. She is so beyond excited for this opportunity, for this amazing school, and every day she checks how long before she can start. Olivia is funny and quirky and so smart, and she loves art and draws the most amazing cartoons. She loves making up stories, and she loves music, and her little dog, Scruff, who is also her best friend in the whole wide world. Her favorite color is yellow, and she loves anything Charlie Brown and Snoopy. I sincerely thank you for your time, kindness, and I thank you for your help. Well, that's Melissa Baton's and Olivia and Sophia's plight. And I wanted to share that story with you. I also want to ask you if it's possible for you to help them in their journey. I am trying to find, there's actually a GoFundMe site that that you can go to if you are interested in helping them get across to the United States. And let me just see if I can find this address. Okay. This was actually sent to me by the clairvoyant Kay, who has actually been on my show twice. And Kay is a wonderful, loving person who has come upon this story and has asked me if I can do anything to help these girls get here. And, okay, so the GoFundMe is, let's see, the address is GoFundMe.com/ T as in Tom, R as in Randy, C as in Cami, 3, F as in Frank, P as in Paul, X as in X-ray, and G as in girl. So it's GoFundMe.com/ TRC3FPXG, and it's for Sophia, S-O-P-H-I-A, and Olivia, O-L-I-V-I-A. She has reached, at this point, $1,900 of a $30,000 goal. So if there's anything that you can possibly donate, Melissa would be eternally grateful to you. And so you can go to the site, GoFundMe. If that link doesn't work, just go to GoFundMe and look for Sophia and Olivia, and I'm sure you will be able to be taken to that page. I live in Fort Lauderdale, which is probably an hour north of where this school is. And the other thing that they're going to be needing is housing, furniture, and just typical household supplies like pots and pans and things like that. So I've been trying to contact people in Miami to see if anybody can help. Melissa has had a very hard time finding housing for some reason, even though she has great credit and she's always been on time with her bills and everything. Since she doesn't have a Social Security card, they seem to have a problem renting to her. I have one suggestion that I've sent to her. If you know anybody in the Kendall, Miami area who can rent to these lovely people, please, please contact me and let me know. And if you know of anyone who can donate furniture or household items, that would be great. I contacted the Salvation Army to see if they could help, and they said they only help U.S. citizens. So that went nowhere. I feel like my hands are tied, but I have this forum and I want to share it with you. So you've heard the story. I am going to connect with Melissa again and find out why she was unable to call in, and maybe, like I said, the dates and times, because it is today, the time, 11 o'clock here, is 1 o'clock there, a.m., and it is the following day. So somehow she might have gotten confused, because I know she wanted to do the show more than anything and was very grateful to have the opportunity. So I will have Melissa come back and talk to you herself. But in the meantime, I really wanted to share her letter with you. This is the letter that I received. It is also the letter that you will find when you go on the GoFundMe page. A Fine Time for Healing is not a show about solicitation, and I would never, ever ask you to do anything that I didn't feel was so, so important and so worth it. So if you can, that's great. If you can't, that's okay too. I mean, we all cannot help, and that's okay. But if you have anything and you would like to contact them, I can give you Nalisa's email, and even if you just send her a letter and just tell her that you're thinking of her, that would be wonderful too. Her email is, I'm looking for that. Okay. Her email is S as in Sam, O as in Octopus, P as in Paul, L as in Lion, I as in Ivory, V as in Victor, 2005 at gmail.com. liv2005@gmail.com. So if you've heard the show and you want to drop her a message, I'm sure she would love to hear from you. And I will have her back on. So that is the story for today. And I was hoping that in the meantime, while I was talking about this, Nalissa would figure out what was going on and call in, because I did email her and let her know that the show was about to start. But things do happen like that, and it's obviously just it was not deliberate on her part. So I ask you, when you see this show come up again, to please tune in and listen so that you can hear it from the mother herself. Now, this they're supposed to start school. She told me that they're supposed to start school in August. And let me see. Okay. She's looking for a double bed, two single beds, kitchen table and chairs, television and couch, and some basic items like pots, pans, cutlery, etc. So anything that you can offer, or if you know anybody here, you know, please contact them and ask if they can help. We're talking about Kendall, which is in Miami, Florida. She would like to be, for the sake of her girls and their health, 20 minutes, no more than 20 minutes from her destination. So you can contact her and ask her. I want to thank you for tuning in and listening to this heartbreaking and heartwarming story. She is a mother with two beautiful girls, and she wants to do everything possible. And money is the only thing standing in her way. So if you can help, please do. And thank you for tuning in and listening to A Fine Time for Healing. This is Talk Radio show host, author, and Life Issues Counselor Randy Fine, signing off until next time. May joy and serenity always be yours. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening. You can find out more about Randy at her website, randygfine.com. Join her next time for more of A Fine Time for Healing.
Hard not to hesitate, but we can't wait to be